pleas for funding a literacy program and concerns about public safety spending rounded out comments at last night's public hearing on the city of Syracuse's proposed 2014-15 budget. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
In all, six people spoke to common counselors about Mayor Stephanie Miner's proposed $660 million spending plan last night, among them Felicia Sally, a mother of three from Syracuse's South Side. She says the Imagination Library, run by the Literacy Coalition of Onondaga County, has helped her kids get ready for school by providing each of her children one new age-appropriate book a month.
It has made a tremendous difference in the quality of their education when they started school. They were able to already identify letters. They were already able to identify numbers.
Executive Director Virginia Carmody is looking for $50,000 from the city to expand the program. Other concerns at the hearing, police and fire safety. Rich Pachalski, head of Syracuse United Neighbors, is concerned about cuts in staffing levels in the police department particularly, which he says is already on the thin side.
A lot of people call up in our office and complain that they took hours before police showed up.
The mayor's budget proposes hiring 25 new police officers, but Pachalski says that pales in comparison with the dozens of potential retirements in the department in coming months. Sun is asking councilors to reject proposed staffing cuts to both the police and fire departments. Lawmakers are expected to make some changes in the budget before a final vote next Wednesday. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.